Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. I imagine there's a sadness in Jesus' voice here about the many who follow the way to destruction and the fact that only a few find the road and the gate that leads to life. What's Jesus doing here? He's warning his followers against being half-hearted, against being those who don't take following him seriously. In Luke 13, verse 24, he says, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door." We've got a contrast here. A very common Jewish teaching method, the teaching of choose one way or the other, like Jeremiah 21, verse 8. Choose life, not the way of death. Wide and narrow. If you've been to Jerusalem, and I'm lucky to have been there, even now you can see different kinds of gates. There are narrow gates and there are wide ones. Narrow channels through the walls and wide ones. Some that cars can get through and some that only pedestrians can walk through. And I suppose he's talking more about that type, the latter type, the type of gate, the type of channel that only one person at a time can walk through. Narrow and harder to find because the general flow of most of the traffic is through the wider gates and they're easier to go through. You're not so restricted. Perhaps today's devotional thought is to ask God to make it clear to you whether you're simply going with the flow. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Take care. God bless.